Let's bow down before the King right now. Bow down. Bow down before the King right now. Let him bless you. Let him bless you. The King is in the room. Praise me with your whole hearts right now. Praise me with your whole hearts right now. I deserve honor and I deserve glory. With your whole heart. With your whole heart, bow before me. I am invading your territory this moment. I am coming into every fiber of your being. Give me all that you are, and let me make more of you. If you hold nothing back, I will hold nothing back from you. My glory is invading your space. My glory is invading your space. Become a glory carrier for me this second. Let my glory saturate you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. As you worship me in spirit and in truth, I, the Lord thy God, I will continue to invade your territory. I am placing a new song within your spirit. Let that new song rise up this day and come before the throne of grace, totally and completely saturated with my glory. Someone start singing hallelujah in here this morning.
Hallelujah!
Don't shout it, just sing it. And everybody join in very quietly. Keep singing very quietly. This is a sweet smelling essence unto my nostrils. There's somebody in here this morning and God has placed a song within your spirit. It's been rising up. He wants you to sing that right now. All right, the song that somebody's singing is God, we love you. So let's just repeat that. God, we praise you. God, we worship you. Holy is the Lamb of God. That was slain upon Calvary's hill. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah again. As you're bowed down singing this, the glory cloud is all over the room covering you. Bask in that glory right now. It's like a thick white cloud pressing upon each one of you, taking you into the very heart of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I am bestowing myself upon each one of you this second. Each one of you will be a glory carrier for me from this moment forth. You shall go forth, and great signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow you all the days of your life. I have set your hearts on fire this day. Discern me from the very depth of your being. You have dropped your yesterdays. In this second, you're walking in your tomorrows, never to be ensnared by the fowler ever again. In your car, worship me. In your bedroom, worship me. As you walk the street, worship me. And allow me to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of your hearts. I will visit you often. I will drop upon you, and I will begin to speak to you, and I will give you clear-cut direction of what I want you to do. This is an hour in history that you have never walked in before. It is a new realm of my glory. My countenance shall be forever before your faces, and all will know that you've sat in the very presence of the Most High God. There's a sweet aroma of the Father in the room right now. Take it all in. Inhale it, God saying, through your nostrils. I want somebody to just start singing Rain on Us, and that's all I want you to say. Just sing Rain on Us very softly. Come on, God's brought to rain in here this morning. Ask him to rain on you. Father God, thank you for raining on us this morning. Rain on us right now, Father. God, that he's bringing a torrent of rain. Just let that rain saturate you right now. Now, God, won't you say, pour it out, Father, pour it out. Now say, saturate me, Father. Saturate me. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Saturate the house, Father. Fill the house is full of your rain, your form and your letter rain. The great gushing rain, Father. We need it this morning. As we say, he's bringing the gushing rain. All this rain is coming from the heavenly realm. Thank you, Jesus. Let it just drown you right now. Lay in that rain and just let it drown you right now. Let it take you into that new realm that God is trying to take us into this morning. Father God, I see the overflow of the rain. Let them each one have the overflow of the rain to take it to the nations. I thank you for it, Father. God, I just see hearts, just human hearts, and just see it in the atmosphere, and God saying, He's coming to touch the heart this morning. He's pouring His love into your hearts. And where you felt like you couldn't love, the way God's called you to love, you'll be able to love right after He's finished with you today. Let Him into your heart right now. Let Him have the full impact of your heart. Allow the fullness of who I am to saturate your very being. I am opening up your eyes to see in the spirit realm, to see as I see, to move you forward. No more grave clothes. I've dressed you in royalty this day. And I am sending you forth with my glory to defeat the enemy on all sides. Some of you in here this morning, you have to reach out and touch the hem of His garment as He passes by. There are things in your life that are just so overwhelming, but as He passes by this morning, reach out and touch the hem of His garment. As you do this, you'll feel His presence. Teresa, do you remember that song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord? If you do, will you start singing? Reach out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She reached out and touched the hem of His garment, and she was healed. Whatever you have need of this morning, as you reach out and touch the Lord, He'll take it. If you really ask God to let you see in the spirit realm, you'll see the feet of Jesus. He has sandals on, and you see His long white garment that He wore. And that's what the hands are touching that. He's here in our midst this morning. He's walking amongst us. He wants everything that's held you back. He wants you to touch the garment so He could take it. Every sickness, He's saying, every sickness, every sorrow, every pain, every bondage. I just feel in my spirit that God wants you to remember that song. And as the days go by and the enemy comes at us, you know, like he does with all of hell with him, we just have to sing, reach out and touch the Lord. And the enemy will have to flee. And God said, are your children in bondage? Touches him for your children's salvation. He said, do you have a wayward husband, a wayward wife? Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. so he can heal those relationships. Some of you have some deep wounds down inside, deep bondages. And as you touch that hem of his garment, he's freeing you from those things. He's saying freedom's in the camp this morning. And God said right now he's letting you feel a special touch of freedom. And you know that he's really answering each one of your prayers. I am the King, and I am in your midst. I've heard each and every heartbeat this morning, and I am here to set the captives free. Freedom is ringing in the camp this day. Bondages are broken. Hatred, discord, broken. A new release of my glory. All that you have need of, I've given you this day. Walk in the peace and the comfort that I have bestowed upon each one of you. And know that I am the Lord and I reign. And I am worthy of your praise. Faint not at the adversity that's around about you. For I have lifted you high this day, above the beggarly elements of this world, and I have brought you into my kingdom. And you have all kingdom authority to draw on. Rely not on man or woman from this day forward. Rely on the King, for the King will always reign. And I am surely your King this day and every day. Can you quietly and sweetly just praise me one more time this morning? Father God, we give you honor, we give you glory. What does God's word tell us? Look unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Lord God Almighty. Our Father came in here this morning. He's still here to meet us at our point of need, to endue us with more power than what we had when we came in, so we can go back out there and dispel the darkness and set our loved ones free, our brothers and our sisters. Do you understand that your leaders, and you know, and what God showed me as I was sitting back there doing praise and worship was, when the church is full of the unsaved, he let me see you guys ministering to them and bringing them forth out of the pits that they're in. And then he moved like he did to let you see that he's with you and you have all power and all authority. Don't ever forget this moment. Children, don't ever forget this moment. This will carry you through. It'll take you to the higher heights and the deeper depths. Man has much to say about what I'm doing all across this land. But children, keep your hearts clear. Keep it clean. Do not judge others. Just allow me to work through you as vessels of honor to bring the great revival, the great awakening, where the thunder and the lightning and all the angels of heaven will be seen and heard all across the land. You paid a dear price, but you passed every test. And now I'm ready to use you to pour my glory into all that you come across. I never waste 1 second of any day. I use all time. So be ready in season and out of season. Trust not and lean not to your own understanding, but know that I, the Father, I am leading, guiding, and directing you in the paths that I would have you to go. My son Jesus stands before you right now. Look to the front and ask God to open up your spiritual eyes right now so you can see Jesus. And if you're seeing Jesus, you'll see him with his arms stretched out wide, smiling over his people. A smile of approval. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. And God is saying, I abide in this house, and I will continue to abide in this house. Reverence me every time you come through the door. Give me the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I will continue to bless you all the days of your life. You're going to see things around about you change drastically. In a split second, things will change. Just praise me. Stay in this dance of praise. And allow me to do what only I can do. And that is miracles on every front. You are my son and you are my daughters. Feel me embracing you right now. Feel my arms of love around about you. Total acceptance. I'm accepting you exactly as you are right now. You are my children. You are my children. I love you. Desperately, totally, and completely. I love you. Now spread that love to a lost and dying world. Father, I thank you for coming in here this morning. I thank you for everything that you did. And Father, stay with the people. Fill their cup to overflowing. Thank you for your son, Jesus, your Holy Spirit, your angelic hosts who are all here this day. Thank you. for coming and being the main event in our lives. I'm not going to give the teaching course. It's 12:30, but we'll try it again tonight and see how it goes. But I would rather have what we had this morning than a teaching, even though it was all prophetic. But I asked God to come in this morning and to do a mighty works, and that's what he did. You're free to go, because we can't top off what God's done. But if you're still being ministered to, please don't disturb that. Let God work on you as long as he wants to. And God is saying deep is going unto deep. Some of you have wanted to go deeper with the Father. And that's what he's doing with you. He's taking you deeper than you've ever been before. He said, some of you want to go into the overflow, sweet. Today he took you into the overflow. God wants you to know you are never going to be the center of attention. God is the center of attention at all times. Amen. I didn't sit up front this morning because guess what? God was up front this morning. He was the one that was sitting in the seat of honor. Amen. We have to learn to take a back seat and let God rule and reign in our lives. You're dismissed.